Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Leadership Lab podcast. This is a special edition. This is the Leadership 113 edition. Nagbihis pa ho ako para dito sa podcast kahit na audio lang for most of you. But as we all know, we have just graduated our Leadership 113 finishers. And what we have today is a message that I gave. We've recorded it so that you can listen to it as we continue to dissect leadership, development, and discipleship in the local church. In this episode, I shared about the question I'm asking the Lord, what does it mean when you say, I am the way, the truth, and the life in the context of discipleship? So I hope you can listen to this podcast and enjoy. Hello, everyone, and congratulations, first of all, to everyone who's here. Mukhang pinasa naman kayo ni Edric, no, sa inyong class, no? And when I went down and I was wearing the long sleeve, sabi ng mga anak ko, Dad, where are you going? Sabi ko, Leadership 113, sa church. Are you gonna preach? Well, yeah, I'm gonna teach a bit. Sabi, why are you wearing that? Sabi ko, because they took an effort to study. So, palakpakan naman natin si Edric at saka si Pastor Neil, no? Talagang umefort na isuot yung Amerikanang dalawang taon nang nakatago, no? And so, happy kami actually to go out today. Oh, uy, kay Edric ha, hindi na tight fit daw yung ano niya. Grabe pumayat, no? Because of this one. So, thank you so much guys for giving us this opportunity to also wear our long sleeves. And her suit. But that's not the point. All right? And when they asked me to do this message for everyone, in fact, I don't know if I want to preach to you guys, but I really want to just share to you and impart to you something that I've been asking the Lord also. And I was in a very familiar verse in John 14, verse 6, where it says there, and I know you know this, if you're a graduate of Leadership 113, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. You know, as I was reading this verse, naalala ko pa, nag-leave ba ko noon, nasa beach ako, binabasa ko to. Something just came, like it was like the Spirit of God was saying, Dennis, I want you to read and read and reread the whole chapter. And I know this was verse 6. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Verse 7, if you have known me, you would have known my Father also. And from now on, you do know him and have seen him. You know, when I was reading this, I grew up thinking that when I study the Word and when I look at the Scripture, most of the time I was so heavenly set that I've forgotten what it really means to walk with Jesus here on earth. And there's a tendency, you know, I've been a graduate of Leadership 113, Leadership 215, ENLI School of lahat ng School of World Missions, pina-master's degree pa kami ni Pastor Steve, no? Parang, of all the things that I've learned through the years, I look at this verse and the Lord said, it was the Holy Spirit said, now, Dennis, I want you to look at this in the lens of discipleship. Because you've been looking at John 14, 6 and 7 in the lens of people going to heaven. That when we think Jesus said, I am the way to heaven, I am the truth so that you'll go to heaven, and I am the life that will give you eternal life so that you will spend time with the Father in heaven, yet that was not the context even of this verse. It wasn't just the context of that of this verse. Because in verse 7, if you look, he says, if you have known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. When we look at why we do Leadership 113, I hope you understand that Leadership 113 is not just a program of the church. No? Don't just think of it as, this is the next step. Oh, now that I'm done with Leadership 113, what's next? All right? Gusto ko sana sabihin leadership 1:14, no? Pero walang 1:14, right? There's no such thing. And then remember, one of our most fruitful leaders at the time in church asked me, I'm done with all the trainings in church. What's next for me? And I look at her in the eye and I said, I think what you've been doing, making disciples, walking with people through their darkest times, raising up leaders and multiplying yourselves, if you're going to ask me what's next, I think we've given you everything. You have the Bible. We've taught you how to read the Bible on your own. We've taught you how to lead groups and make disciples. I think that's what's next. Continue to do what the Lord is asking you to do by walking with Jesus. Now, discipleship, hindi ko na kayo tetes, ha? Alam nyo naman yung 3 F's natin, di ba? Follow Jesus, fellowship with believers, and fish for men. But the very first thing, and the entire staff of Makati, we're going through this every Tuesday. What does it mean to follow Jesus for the whole month of August? And we're going through and studying it, and we're listening to the thoughts of our pastors and our admin. What does it mean to follow Jesus? What does it mean when I look at John 14:6 and say, you know, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. What does that mean when it comes to discipleship? You'll be amazed that almost from Genesis down to Revelation, the scripture is full of roads and ways. No, na dito yung daan. Kaya nga ngayon meron pang dating daan. Diba? May mga ganon. Diba? It's always the way. The way talks about a journey, a path that we all go through. Right? And grabe, no? Of all the generations, tayo pinili ni Lord, no? Na tatama sa COVID pandemic. This is the way, this is the path that God has now given to us. We're walking in this road in this time of history. And the Lord is challenging us, walk in the ways of Jesus. Walk in the path of our Master, right? When we say follow Jesus, it's not a program, it's not an event where I get dressed up for this one. It's actually an everyday thing that we get to do. The way of Jesus. The way of Jesus never ends. It's a long walk. It's the same road to the path of obedience. And even though I've learned so much from studying scripture, I've realized, and I share this with Whole Truth, classmate ko pa si Pastor Julius, at kakausap lang namin ni Pastor Julius this week. What we realized was, even after graduating from our master's degree, we've realized, wow, the Bible is so rich. Jesus is so, I can't explain. And I think this is the goal of Christian education for us. That when we study doctrines and theology, it's not to put us in a high pedestal and say, I know, you don't. It's not. It's us now seeing, wow, God, you're so good. Wow, God. Your grace is so amazing. That when you study the scripture more and more, whether it's in an academic setting or in life impartation, it would make you fall in love with Jesus. It would make you kneel down and say, Jesus, I'm just overwhelmed. I just know you love me so much. And all this deep truth just affects my everyday life. This is the way of Jesus. This is the way of following Jesus. Jesus said, I am the way. Jesus said, I am the truth. The truth of what? With so many philosophies that we will face today. So I hope in some ways, no, for sure not everything, no, through Leadership 1:13, we'll be able now to have some critical conversations with the issues of our society today. No? That it would make us use our critical thinking skills and the scripture to have friendly conversations with people we can agree to disagree with. Because we live in this world. From gender identity to human rights, you know, to all these issues that we're facing today. May critical race theory. Ano pa ba? Ang dami. Sobrang dami. No? Elections ulit. Di ba? Pandemic, mental health, vaccination. How can I now reason from Scripture without creating enemies, but rather a very healthy biblical conversation? Because we know the truth that God is love, that God cares for us, that we were created in the image of God. Therefore, we can have discourses that are actually very healthy and not divisive. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. At the end of the day, what are people looking for? Life. Yeah. Marami po nag-aagaw buhay. They're looking for life, right? When somebody in our family had COVID, went to look for oxygen tank that's, you know, you couldn't find anywhere. It was like, oxygen is life, right? For us, Jesus is life. The life that we have in God's family, in God's kingdom. Jesus said, I am that life, right? So, as we release you guys and commission you to greater leadership and discipleship, I want you to go back to this very used scripture, very famous scripture, John 14:6, and think through when Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And I look at it in my everyday life, how does this apply? Am I walking in the ways of Jesus? Do I now have the truth of Christ that would create healthy conversations, that would lead to lifelong relationships and friendships, even though we don't agree on the same things? No? Ako blessed, we're so blessed to be part of a movement na meron ka mga pastors na Calvinist at saka Arminian, pero magkasama sa isang team. Hindi nag-aaway. No? We're not divided by our theological beliefs on minor doctrines or non-essentials, tawag nga nila. But we can unite together because of Christ's love and the mission of God for us. The way, the truth, and the life. And let me challenge as we live our life. Jesus is life. Ito yung buhay natin. It's more than the classes. And I'm thankful for the class that we have. I think these classes would help us. My prayer is that every Makati member would attend our Leadership 113 and be good in their doctrine and theology so that they won't be swayed by the philosophies of the world. But at the end of the day, the doctrines and the concepts need to be fleshed out in our everyday life. And Jesus is our life. I hope that as we release you, fix your relationship with God. Make sure to walk in His ways and learn the life of Jesus and walk in the way of our Master and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And I think this is what discipleship is all about. Now, I want to end with a challenge. Growing up, I would always hear, oh, there's so much cost in becoming a disciple of Jesus. You have to give up your life. You have to surrender. You have to do this. Accountability, vulnerability. You know, all these things. The cost of discipleship, right? But I want to pose this question as I end. Yes, we understand the cost of discipleship. But I want you also to ask the question, what is the cost of non-discipleship? You would miss out on the life that John 14:6 is saying to us. If I'm not discipled, I will never experience this. You know what I love about this? Is because even though I'm less than a year here in Makati, I've seen friendships here now. With sila Neil, sila Edric, sila King, you know, sila Pastor Lee J. And some of you guys have become dear to our hearts. Imagine in less than 8 months, and how much more if in the next 5, 6, 7, 8 years, because we understand that discipleship gives us all this. Napaisip nga ako kanina umaga, no? Ano bang cost of discipleship? Eh, mas mataas yung cost of non-discipleship. Because with discipleship, I have family, friends who love me. I have a church that supports me and prays for me. I have a loving community, right? And I have a sense of purpose and mission that people who are not in discipleship relationship will never experience. I pray for the life of Christ to be upon all of us today, even as you take the next step of honoring God and making disciples now in the circle of influence where God has placed you in. So God bless you guys. Congratulations. Let's continue to live out the mission of God for our lives.
For more episodes, please visit our YouTube channel, Leadership Lab Podcast.